Podcasting Them Softly, listeners, Art of the Dead, our continuing series on Art of the Dead, and my very special guest today is that smouldering temptress who was overcome by the power of lust. She is the beautiful, the talented, the radiant, the always impressive Jessica Morris, who plays Gina Wilson. Jessica, welcome to Podcasting Them Softly.
Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Oh, well,
flattered.
Well, you are an extremely lovely person, so you require, by standards and practices, to have the most lovely introduction.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for being on Podcast Them Softly, and thank you for being part of Art of the Dead. It's a really, really, really fun film. I had so much fun with this movie, watching it. For me, like I've been telling people, it's like The Portrait of Dorian Gray meets The Exorcist meets Seven. Love it, love it, love it. Great premise. Wonderful story. Wonderful performances. Gina Wilson. How did Gina Wilson come into your life?
Well, Rolf called me up and had me come in to audition. And, what I just loved about the character and the reason why I, really wanted to play the character is because, she gets to switch like a couple different times in the movie. You know, she starts off as this, very conservative, generous, sweet, housewife and stepmom, and then, turns into this, sex-crazed woman, and then changes yet again to be possessed by the painter. So, as an actor, that kind of sounds like a fun challenge and like a little more complicated than the normal role that's just, the regular arc of one character. It's basically like I had the opportunity to play three characters in one. So I was really excited about that and thrilled that they cast me.
And you get to make out with a demon.
Yeah, and I get to, that was the other part of it because I hadn't actually read the whole script when I got offered the role. Like, I knew what happened, but I didn't, or maybe I did, but I didn't notice the part with the goat. I don't know what the deal was, but maybe I blocked it out. Something happened. But when he reminded me about it, I was terrified. I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe I have to make love with this demon creature.
Yeah.
It was definitely a first for me in my career. I'll have to say that.
Awesome. But Jessica, will it be the last?
I hope so.
I thought you were about to say no. I loved it. I can't wait to do another movie where I get to make out with demons more.
No, it was really scary. Actually, his face was terrifying.
What did it look like on set though? Did it look like a dude in a suit, or was it more? Was it atmospheric enough?
No, it really was believable. It was a great suit, and so I bought it. It was, what was hard was, having to pretend like I liked it when it actually was really scary, and I'm like, I'm gonna have nightmares for weeks about this.
Right, right.
But I had to pretend that I was, enjoying it. So
sure.
But I think it kind of I really liked how the scene came out because I feel like it made for like an interesting take on it where I did look a little disturbed and frightened at first, but then kind of got more into it as it went along.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. That's great. So anyway, Jessica, for those who have come in late, could you tell our listening audience, for their listening pleasure, a little bit of your career, the lead up to Art of the Dead, like when did you get into your profession and all that sort of thing?
Well, I've been acting for kind of a long time now, maybe for the past 18 years, something like that. The first job I ever got was a horror film, and then my next job after that was a soap opera for about 5 years, but I've always, been cast in horror films for some reason. So that's the thing, right? Or just like thrillers.
Right. You're a scream queen.
I don't know if I would go that far as to call myself that, but
Would you like to be regarded as a scream queen?
I mean, I don't know. I am great at screaming.
Right.
And I would like to be a queen. So sure.
Yeah, you could be. You could be the next Jamie Lee Curtis.
Maybe. Yeah. So. Or Janet Leigh, oddly enough.
Or Janet Leigh, oddly enough. Both connected to iconic horror films.
True, very true.
Yeah. So, well, that's great. So, a question from your filmography. I was looking through your filmography, and my question from your filmography is, tell me about working on Role Models.
On which one?
Role Models.
Oh, that was really fun. I loved the director, David Wayne, was great, and he let us, you know, kind of ad-lib a little bit. And he threw out a bunch of, like, alternate funny lines. So we were all just kind of cracking up. It was very professional, but it was just such a lighthearted and humorous set beyond.
Right.
And I loved working with John William Scott. He was, you know, really, really nice guy, very respectful.
Right.
But yeah, it was a really good experience.
I thought
the movie turned out
really
funny.
Did you get to bump into Ruddy or Stifler?
Who?
Did you get to bump into Paul Rudd or Stifler?
Stifler?
Yeah.
No, not really.
No. Not at all? Not even from a distance?
Did I do what with them?
Did you get to bump into them or see them or any?
Oh, I met most, everyone.
Yeah. I wasn't suggesting anything rude. Just, you know.
I didn't know if there was like a Australian to American translation.
No.
I did that, and then I'm telling the whole world that I did something really scandalous.
No, fear not, dear lady. No. When we bump into someone, it's purely platonic.
Got it.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Something happened.
Jessica Morris, are you ready to play Seven Deadly Questions?
I don't know. I'm kind of scared, but sure.
Okay, so basically, we'll go through the seven deadly sins. And during the production of Art of the Dead, did you commit any of these sins? But this is purely wholesome. If you did do something really bad, you probably shouldn't say it on the show.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's just playful, so you don't take it too seriously.
Okay.
It's all tongue in cheek. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So the sin of lust. Did you feel lust on the set of Art for the Dead?
I can't lie. I did.
Yes. You did.
Yes.
For what? For the catering or?
Exactly.
Really? The food was that good?
It was very enticing, and I was drooling over it.
Oh, Lucas said that everyone likes the candy bar, the candy section.
He did. He gave me away.
Yeah.
Oh,
he said it's fun to watch all the actors munch down handfuls of gummy bears between takes.
Oh, I do like gummy bears.
Okay. Very cool. Okay, the sin of gluttony. Did you commit the sin of gluttony while filming Art of the Dead?
Well, that's kind of a gummy bear thing, right?
Okay, like, well, there we go. We just killed two birds with one stone. Fabulous. All right, so let's move on to greed. Did you commit the sin of greed? Now we have to. We could tie this into the gummy bear thing too. But did you commit the sin of greed during Art of the Dead in any form?
No, I don't think I did. I was very greedy.
You weren't greedy?
Okay.
That's cool. No, you didn't ask for any more takes or for, you know, more close-ups or?
I don't think so.
No?
No, I'm pretty used to going when it comes to that kind of thing.
You're very content to but trust the director and trust his vision.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. The sin of sloth. Were you lazy during the filming?
I did sit around a lot waiting to work.
Okay. Well, but I mean that's kind of a given though. But you know, I mean, you know, because you do have to wait a lot. So you know. Lucas told me there was a lovely house where you were all put up at. Is that, were you there? Were you at that house?
I was at the house. There was a girl's house and a guy's house.
Okay.
So I was there, but there was one night when we shot, we were doing a lot of night shoots.
Right.
There was one time when I was done shooting where I found a room in the house we were shooting in, and I was like, I'm not going to travel to the other house. I'm actually just going to sleep right here.
Right.
So.
Cool. Yeah. Very good. So, Wrath, do you do anything vengeful?
No. No? I'm not guilty of that one.
Not guilty at all? Oh, look, you're just an angel. These questions are kind of superfluous. Were you envious of anything during the shoot?
Oh. I was kind of envious of, you know, Cynthia got to work with a snake. And as much as that seemed kind of frightening, it was just such a cool scene.
Right.
So sure, I was a little envious of that. I was like, oh, I wish I had a cool snake around my neck like that.
Right. Awesome. Okay, and the last one, Pride. Now, obviously, you're very proud of the film.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but was there Pride come into play at any time?
Let's see. No, I don't think I'm guilty of that one.
Okay. Wow, you may...
So, I think it's just luck and envy and... Sloth,
yeah,
and gluttony. I mean, that's enough.
Right. Yeah, that's enough. Sure. I mean, no one wants to go for the full house, do they?
No,
you know,
I'm not a monster.
That would be a very diabolical individual.
Right.
Like Kevin Spacey. What? In Seven. You know.
Yeah.
That would be a very, very diabolical individual. But you're just absolutely so radiant and saintly. These sins have just passed you all by. So that begs the question, the final question, Jessica Morris, what do you believe is the deadliest of the seven deadly sins?
What do I think is the deadliest? I think probably wrath is the deadliest.
Well, yeah. Because
I think that,
right.
Yeah, if someone experiences that, then they, you know, then they probably have ill intent towards certain people.
Right. Sure. Anyway, Art of the Dead, folks, it's a fabulous, fabulous movie. Jessica, marvelous performance. I thought everyone else phoned it in, but you did really well. But that was it's a marvelous movie. I really enjoyed it. Could you tell folks where they can get out right now, which they probably should, and go and see Art of the Dead?
It's on like all of the streaming sites, I think.
Right. Amazon and all those.
Amazon and yeah, all that good stuff.
Right, yeah. And they can probably get a DVD too if they want.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. I know it's not. It I know it's not hip anymore. DVDs, Jessica.
They're not, are they?
No, it's terrible.
The world is getting out of them.
It's terrible. Do you like DVDs? Do you prefer?
I don't have DVDs. No, I just watch the streaming site.
Oh, okay. Right. You don't. Oh, okay. Wow, you don't have any physical media at all?
No.
Wow. Wow, you are truly unique, my dear. Truly unique. I've never. I have not yet met someone who does not have like DVD. I mean, especially in this movie game that we're all playing in here.
I just watch the link on my laptop or
right.
Like, you know, watch it when it's on TV or when it's streaming somewhere.
Right, wow. That's really incredible. I still have VHS tapes, Jessica.
Oh my gosh. What do you even do with them? It's just like a waste of space.
Well, no, they play. I have a VHS machine that works.
You have a VHS player?
Yeah.
Oh my, you sound young, but are you like 90 years old?
No, I'm only 40.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I love movies, so, you know, and some of them you just can't get anywhere except VHS, so
That's true. I think you can get them, like, somehow switched over.
Yes, yes. My machine was one of the last of a generation where you could dub to DVDs. So I've been slowly cataloguing some of the films that are I don't know will ever make it to a commercial release. Maybe streaming in the future if there's ever a streaming service that offers a wide and weird and wonderful variety of the cult cinema from the straight-to-video era of the 80s. Then maybe these films will be resurrected, but for right now, I'm not taking chances.
You're not doing what?
I'm not taking any chances.
Oh, yeah. I hear you.
Yeah, because if they're lost, they'll be lost forever, you know.
Oh, yeah, that was sad.
And I hate to think of movies dying that way. I like to think of movies being our little piece of modern-day immortality, if you will.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. You should never throw them out. You should save them forever.
That's true. As you should save Art of the Dead forever. It's a marvelous, marvelous movie starring my very beautiful, very talented, almost saintly guest that doesn't even own a DVD, but she's a wonderful lady, and I thank her for being on the show. Jessica Morris, thank you for being on Podcasting Them Softly.
Thank you for having me.
It's been absolutely fabulous, my dear. All the best with everything you've got going on. And please go and see Art of the Dead. Jessica, tell them they should go and see Art of the Dead in your most seductive voice.
You have to see it. You'll love it.
There you go. Okay. Fantastic. Thank you, my dear. Thank you for being on the show.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.